Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A game for the taking for the Bulls, but they couldn't take it in Philadelphia. The Sixers winning 100-89. The Bulls had a 48-47 halftime lead. Philadelphia was up 10 after three quarters of play. Furkan Korkmaz, 6 three-pointers, a career-high 24 points. Ben Simmons and Al Horford added 20 apiece. Zach LaVine with 23 for the Bulls. But there were a few things that Jim Boylan didn't like.
I didn't like our discipline in the second half offensively. I think we had 9 turnovers and we had some opportunities. We did have some good looks and some situations I think we could capitalize on, and we didn't. And that was kind of the difference in the game.
Other games of note in the NBA, Indiana beating Minnesota 116-114 and Memphis over Cleveland 113-109. Cubs convention time downtown through the weekend, but some fans, of course, grumbling about possible trades and the fact that the Cubs haven't really brought anybody in of significance in the offseason, aside, of course, from new manager David Ross. Theo Epstein said trade rumors, they're inevitable in baseball.
It's just part of the game. It's something that they have to deal with, and our guys are pros, and I think they know that not to get too worked up about rumors and maintain good communication will always be here when they want to talk.
The convention going on through Sunday. Cubs also making a trade. They send minor league infielder Clayton Daniel to the Dodgers for right-handed pitcher Casey Sadler, who pitched with the Tampa Bay Rays and L.A. last season. Big Ten college hoops, Michigan State 15th ranked over Wisconsin, 67-55, and Iowa beats number 19 Michigan, 90-83. Also, number 13 Dayton needed overtime to get by St. Louis, 78-76. And reports have it that Jason Garrett, the former Dallas head coach, will become the New York Giants' offensive coordinator. Sports now at 16:46 past each hour on your home of the Bears. Dave Kerner, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.